Delayed mental health inquiry can now go ahead. Terms of reference for the inquiry looking into the deaths of around 2,000 people in Essex were finally published this week. They confirm it will be a statutory hearing which gives the inquiry legal powers to compile evidence from relevant individuals and organisations. It has been stalled since autumn last year because Chair Baroness Lampard was waiting for full inquiry powers to be authorised. She will now try to understand events that led to the deaths of mental health patients across Essex between the years 2000 and 2023. At least 2,000 people will have their deaths investigated because they died while on a mental health ward in Essex, or within 3 months of being discharged from the Essex Partnership University Foundation NHS Trust and the North East London Foundation Trust. It will look into failings related to the delivery of safe and therapeutic inpatient treatment and care, the actions, practices and behaviours of staff providing mental health inpatient care, the culture and governance of and at the trusts and how that affected care and treatment, the quality of investigations and responses by and on behalf of the trusts, the interaction between the trusts and other public bodies, including commissioners, coroners, professional regulators, and the Care Quality Commission. A date for the final report has not been set, with the DHSC stating it will be provided as soon as practically possible.